NPR's business news starts with new charges of fraud from the SEC. In federal court in New York this morning, the Securities and Exchange Commission charged six top executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with civil fraud. The SEC says the executives of the giant mortgage companies misled investors about the amount of subprime loans their companies held during the housing bust. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Among the six charged are former Fannie Mae CEO Daniel Mudd and former Freddie Mac CEO Richard Syron. Both were heading their companies when the housing bubble burst in late 2006 and 2007. The director of the SEC's Enforcement Division, Robert Kuzami, said the executives misled the market about the amount of risk on the company's books. Specifically, the complaint charges that Syron claimed Freddie Mac's single-family business had basically no subprime exposure at the end of 2006, when in fact the company held over $140 billion in subprime loans. The federal government has spent about $150 billion rescuing Fannie and Freddie, which failed under the weight of their toxic high-risk loans. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.